Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Time to open the doors once again on another edition of the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. Bartender hastily stubs his cigarette out in a wine glass, and the chef wipes his hands on his trousers. We'd like to lead you to your table. Sit down. If you crane your neck, you can just see behind that pillar. You can see the stage. And first up on the stage tonight is Jimmy Witherspoon, and I'm just a ladies man.
Cause I'm the latest man. How I love to play.
Jimmy Witherspoon there at the height of his fame in 1951. That was recorded in LA and was on the Modern label, Modern 793. Now, another guy who was at the height of his fame when he made this record, this is Jimmy McCracklin and his band. It's Checker 885, The Walk on one side, and the B-side was Under Blame. It has been said that these sides cost Jimmy exactly $11 to record, and both of them hit the charts. So let's listen to I'm to Blame.
I'm to blame.
Jimmy McCracklin and his band there, and I'm to Blame. That was on Checker. That was $11, very well spent, Jimmy. We started with a couple of West Coast artists. Now let's move to Chicago. And the great Jimmy Reed, so influential, so many people copied his style. But he was absolutely inimitable, wonderful artist. I saw him play several times. He was really great. Jimmy was always... suffered from what was thought to be an excess of the sauce. You know, he was supposed to be an alcoholic. It wasn't until shortly before his death that his doctors discovered he wasn't. That the tremors he had in his hands weren't due to DTs, but he was an epileptic, and he did eventually die of an epileptic seizure. But what a great artist! This is from 1964, and it's on VJ, and it's. Upside your head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Better believe what I say. Honey, I'm going upside your head. Yeah.
Yeah, you went out late at night, baby, and the night before. Telling you right now, baby, I ain't gonna take it no more. You better hear me, baby, you better leave what I say. If you don't take no baby, honey, I'm going upside your head. Call you fine. You better have them to know, baby, you're mine, all mine. You better hear me, baby, yeah, believe what I say. You better believe me, baby, don't, I'm going upside your head. I bought you a suit, baby, cost $99.99. Now you wanna mistreat me, baby, and stay gone all the time. You better hear me, baby, better believe what I say. If you don't take enough, baby, I'm gonna tie your head.
Jimmy Reed there, Upside Your Head on VJ. Okay, turning right along to the country spot this week. Our country hero this week is Jimmy Lee, who was one of the stars of the Grand Ole Opry for many years, although I'm not sure that he ever really had any great commercial success. But he was a very well-respected guitar player. In his early days, he recorded with Johnny Mathis. No, not that Johnny Mathis. This was country Johnny Mathis. And they recorded under the name of Jimmy and Johnny. And this is one of their hits from 1958. It's Can't Find the Doorknob.
Can't get in. My baby's in there and it's making me sad.
Jimmy and Johnny there, Can't Find the Doorknob. Well, the rare record spot this week is, I guess this is extremely rare. This is actually an only copy because it was a test pressing, and this record was never issued in its day. It was made around 1939 for Columbia, and it's Little Buddy Doyle, whose original name was Charlie Doyle. So it's Little Buddy Doyle on guitar, probably Walter Horton on harmonica, and more of him later. And it's Slick Capers Blues.
Keep on cutting them old funny cables you cut. Oh, just to give them. Go on, get your tricks on day. Ah, just to give them, mama gone. Get your tricks on day. Every time I come in, mama, find you in your gown. How tangled up. And you're cutting all down. Oh, just to give up. Don't get your drink someday. La, 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 la. Ah, just to give up, I'm gone. Don't get your drink someday.
I bet they must have practiced for years to get that ending like that. Little Buddy Doyle there, and Walter Horton on Slick Capers Blues, a test pressing, a Columbia test pressing from 1939. Not quite sure why that record wasn't issued. Maybe by 1939 it was a little bit too country, a little bit too dated. Who knows? Anyway, here's something which never dates. This is the great Cannonball Adderley. With his brother Nat Adderley on Campbell Adderley on alto, of course. His brother Nat Adderley on cornet, Hank Jones piano, Paul Chambers bass, Kenny Clark drums. This is from 1955, a great Savoy LP. It's quite a long track, so I'm afraid we will have to cut it short, but I'll give you as much as I can of Spontaneous Combustion. Thank you. There they go, the Cannibal Ed Lee Quintet and Spontaneous Combustion from 1955. I think I'd slightly prefer the live version on Cannibal Ed Lee at San Francisco. It's got a little, it's a little bit faster, and it's got a, it's got a little more, got a little more edge to it. But that's a great version anyway. Now, for a complete opposite, let's go back to the Dodds brothers. We've had the Adderley brothers. This is the Dodds brothers. Johnny Dodds, clarinet. Baby Dodds on washboard. Herb Moran, trumpet. Frank Melrose, piano. Vocalion 1403 from 1929. And this is the Beale Street Washboard Band. Beale Street Washboard Band there, the Johnny Dodds, Baby Dodds, and the tune was Piggly Wiggly. In case you don't know, Piggly Wiggly was a kind of a, an early supermarket come convenience store, a sort of primitive forerunner of Tesco's for our British audiences. I'm going to turn the spotlight on now to our gospel group of the week. This is Bessie Griffin and the Caravans. I don't think I've ever played them before, but that's a real big omission, because Bessie Griffin was Bessie Griffin was a great star by herself, but the Caravans were about the leading female gospel group for many years in the States. This is from 1954. It's a group led by Albertina Walker. I think it's James Cleveland on piano, Bessie Griffin on leads. It's States S140, and it's Let Us Run.
Well, we got to run all the way. Run
Wonderful Bessie Griffin and the Caravans there, and Let Us Run. Well, you're listening to the Keynote Club, you might have guessed. We're on 93.2 FM. The station is Sheffield Live, and you can pick us up on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org, where these programs are podcast. So if you want to listen again, then go on the net and you can download this whole show. But for a moment, I must take my leave of you for these important messages, but I'll be back in a flash.
Use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans, just like a whiz.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Use the pain, the elbow packs, when you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Bust the dirt right down the drain.
My gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax.
This is a song about corn nuts, an intensely crunchy snack. It's not about anything else.
When you're all alone and there's no one home and you've got nothing to do,
nothing to do.
Don't despair, just pull up a chair and here is what you do.
Bust a nut, grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. They're lightly toasted and hard as hell.
Enjoy yourself, we won't tell. Keep it in your drawers till you're ready for more or leave it on your shelf. Some noise while you entertain yourselves.
Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. They're lightly toasted and hard as hell.
Enjoy yourself, we won't tell.
Corn nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors.
We'll be right back.
Bill Haman there, and I Want My Baby, a 1956 Aladdin release. I guess that must have been made somewhere on the West Coast, although I have no idea where, and I don't know anything much about Bill Haman either. But I thought that was really rather a nice track. In case you wondered, you're listening to the Keynote Club, and my name is Bob Hall. Moving right along, it's time for a Cajun track, and this time I've chosen a group who are really quite well known. This is Beausoleil with Michael Doucet as the leader. Beausoleil are anything but obscure, unlike Bill Haman. They've been to the UK and all over Europe. In fact, they've probably been all over the world. My wife actually saw them play in Bow Bridge in Louisiana many, many years ago. Probably around about the time that this track was recorded. This is from 1985. It's a Swallow recording, and it's called J'ai vu le loup. I have seen the wolf, I think it means. Beausoleil there, led by Michael Doucet, from 1985, J'ai vu le loup. Okay, let's move on to Memphis, and this goes back to 1956. It's a track on the Federal label. It was produced by Ike Turner, and it's Ike Turner's Kings of Rhythm, backing Billy Gales on Do Right, Baby. Thank you.
to leave me, honey, when I've self-found somebody. And I won't have to worry about you no more. But either you do one of the two, do right, baby, or leave. You kept me on the wondering what you were gonna do. But that's an old game, baby, can be played by two. So make up your mind and stop wasting my time. But either you do one or two, do right, baby, or leave. Oh, yeah, sometimes you think you're awful good. Don't you blame me, cheap, cause I let you have your fun. Cause I'm getting tired, tired of you mistreating me. But either you do one or two, do right, baby, or leave. You wanted to leave me, now you can't help yourself. But you can leave me, honey, when I've self-found somebody else. And I won't have to worry, worry about you no more. But either you do one or two, do right, baby, or leave.
Billy Gale's there, backed by Ike Turner's Kings of Rhythm, Do Right, Baby. I saw Ike Turner just before he died, and he still played with the same energy that he played all through all the whole of his life. Much maligned artist, but a really great musician, and he's really left his mark on blues and rhythm and blues.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Well, folks, it's that time. Each week I play the worst record of the week, and the worst record of the week this week is the appalling Mickey Katz and his Kosher Jammers. Sit back and enjoy schlepping my baby back home.
Gee, but it's great to be coming home straight, schlepping my baby back home. We hooted and danced at the bar mitzvah ranch, schlepping my baby back home. She got loaded down at Matzah Ball Gulch, loaded with Gribenes and Schmaltz. She ate 60 blintzes, now I'm dying by inches, schlepping my baby back home. We stopped for a while, sie gibt mir a smile, and that's when I think I'm all shit. Then I start to pet, and that's when I get a frosh kim poon man and kiss kiss our zets. We start back to town, my blood pressure is down. I'm fiddling, but it's whining in home. For father no use, cause she cooked by me the goose. Schlepping my baby back home. But it's fun, but this girl weighs a ton, schlepping my baby back home. She's lovely and sexy, but I'll settle for a taxi, schlepping my baby back home. Now we schlep along, and I'm singing a song. The title is The Thrill Is Gone. Oi, the hours passing by, say, oi, why that poor guy, schlepping my baby back home. We stop for a while, she get me a smile. She looked just like Zsa Zsa from the movies. I smelled her perfume, got the stick from the fumes. This girl was from the movies, the Malacha movies. We walked down a hill, just like Uncle and Jill. And that's when she had a big fall. She fell on me plop, now my liver is chopped. Sie brachen de Beine, sie rissen die Kischke. Oh, fractured me to places, I don't think I'll make it.
I love love that klezmer music. Mickey Katz and his kosher jammers, schlepping my baby back home. This is Little Walter, Too Late. Little Walter there, Little Walter and his Dukes, who were the Myers Brothers, on Checker 825 from Chicago, recorded in Chicago in 1954. Okay, I'd like to play you a pre-war record now. This is the Kentucky Mountain Choristers. It should be Choristers, but on the label it's C-H-O-R-U-S-T-E-R-S, the Kentucky Mountain Choristers. And it's gospel tune. We'll understand it better by and by. It's on Jeanette, recorded in 1929. Nobody knows anything much about these guys. The accompaniment is two guitars and a violin, and it's believed that one of them may be a certain B.L. Reeves, about whom I don't know anything at all. Anyway, great record. Have a listen to it.
We've often tossed and driven on a restless sea of time, rolling clouds and howling, shifty fogs of pity, bright sunshine. In the land of perfect day, when the misses roll away, we will understand it better by and by.
By and by, oh, when the morning comes, and all the saints of God gather in home, we will tell the story how we overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by.
We are often distant here, to take us unaware, and our hearts are made to bleed by some thoughtless words or deeds. And we wonder why the kids, we'd be try to do our best, we will understand it better by and by. By and by, oh, when the morning comes and all the saints of God gather in home, we will tell the story how we overcome, for we understand it better by and by.
A lot of these old Jeanette pressings seem to have a terrific amount of surface noise on them. Makes it sound like they were recorded in a fish and chip shop. Anyway, that was Jeanette from 1929. It's We'll Understand It Better By and by the Kentucky Mountain Choristers. Next up is Jimmy Beasley. This is another one of the thousands of tracks that were recorded in New Orleans in Cosimo Matassa's studio. It's got that real New Orleans sound to it. And it was actually later covered by Fats Domino, but written by Jimmy Beasley. It's on Modern 996 from 1956, and it's Don't Feel Sorry For Me.
I stayed out late at night, hardly ever came home, mistreating my baby, and now she's gone. So don't feel sorry for me. No, don't feel sorry for me. Oh yes, it hurts me very bad, but don't feel sorry for me. Don't blame her cause she left, I'm nothing but a hound. Even had another woman on the other side of town. No, don't feel sorry for me. No, don't feel sorry for me. Oh yes, it hurts me very bad, but don't feel sorry for me. I asked for one more chance, I cried on bending knee. My baby won't come back, she says she's through with me. Oh, don't feel sorry for me. Oh, don't feel sorry for me. Oh, yes, it hurts me very bad, but don't feel sorry for me. Yes, I pack my bag and go home down the road. I don't know where I'm going, only the good Lord knows. Oh, don't feel sorry for me. No, don't feel sorry for me. Oh, yes, it hurts me very bad, but don't feel sorry for me.
Jimmy Beasley and Don't Feel Sorry For Me on the Modern label. I mentioned Walter Houlton earlier and played a track from one of his unissued sides with Little Buddy Doyle. Walter Houlton seemed to make a habit of recording unissued sides. This one was unissued by Sun in the 50s. It was recorded around 1952 as Walter Houlton vocal, harmonica, Jack Kelly piano, Joe Hill Louie guitar, who was a one-man band you probably know, and Willie Nix on the drums. And this is We All Gotta Go Sometime.
Thank you.
We All Gotta Go Sometime by Walter Holton. I can understand in a way why Sam Phillips decided not to issue that track, because it's kind of chaotic, but there's a real good feeling there, and it's good that eventually it did come out. Okay, I've got time for one, maybe two more. This one is it's a Lieber and Stoller composition from 1952. It's King 4524 and the great Bull Moose Jackson. You might know this one. It's Nosy Joe.
There's a man in town, all the women know. He goes by the name of Nosy Joe. Don't care if they're married, he takes his pick. Long as they're women, he's ready to stick his big nose in their business. His big nose in their business. That's Nosy Joe, the nosiest guy I know. When he ain't good looking and he ain't big and strong, that guy's got a nose that's 4 foot long. I'm telling you women, this ain't no jive. If you get too close, this man will drive his big nose in your business. His big nose in your business. That's Nosy Joe, the nosiest guy I know. I saw him just the other day, trying to steal my gal away. He offered her money, he offered her love. She said, thank you, sir, but please don't shove your big nose in my business. Your big nose in my business. That's Nosy Joe, he's the nosiest guy I know. Messing with my buddy's wife. My buddy caught him with his chick. Chopped off his nose, now he can't stick his big nose in my business. Big nose in your business. That's Nosy Joe, the nosiest guy I know. Dig that nose.
Well, the cops are outside, so we probably need to close the place up now. So everybody get their hats. You can get your guns at the checkout desk and get out of here before they close the place down. Hope you've enjoyed the show. This is your host, Bob Hall. Come back and see us at the Keynote Club next week.